Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
And welcome back. So we're going to shift gears, as often is said on this program. You know that I'm going to say that, but I love doing that because this show is not going to be all about the stock market. Lord help us if that's what it was. So we're going to talk about something really more central to your finances that goes deeper. It's below how you handle your money. It goes below the choices you make about which investment fund or what advisor you're going to work with. It goes to you and what you're dealing with and what you're working on. Whether you're working, you're planning your retirement, you're already in retirement, you're dealing with whatever challenges you face in your life, we're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about how you can go from chaos to clarity. Maybe help you get unstuck and create a life that you love. And to do that, Beth has lined up an outstanding guest for us. Alex Braddy is her name. She's a life coach, a motivational speaker, an author. The book is From Chaos to Clarity, Getting Unstuck and Creating a Life You Love. You can go to the website, alexbraddy.com, just like it sounds, B-R-A-T-T-Y, alexbraddy.com. And Alex comes to us with a lot of media exposure. She's been well-regarded in the industry. She's worked as a life coach and motivational speaker, as I mentioned. She has her bachelor's degree from Edinburgh University in Scotland, and also with both dual honors in business and French, and also attained her master's in business administration from Villanova. And so she has done a lot of work that we're going to be getting into. But listen, From Chaos to Clarity, number one bestseller on Amazon. Very cool. And I'm holding a copy right here, so I'm going to get myself unstuck. And so I'm very pleased to welcome Alex to the program. Welcome, Alex.
Thank you, David. It's a pleasure to be here.
We're glad to have you because you know what? Everybody at some point feels stuck. They feel like, am I really doing what I'm supposed to be doing? I don't feel good today, or I'm in kind of this funky town, we call it. Where am I supposed to be? What am I supposed to be doing? And then we feel better. And then people have these experiences, some people more than others, and some people are in the muck and the mud of a life that they don't want to be in, or they're not happy. They're listening to us right now, Alex. Right off the top, what do you tell them?
Well, the very first thing you have to realize is that you already have all the answers within you. So if you're feeling stuck right now, you are probably, as you said, looking around, looking for answers, looking for some kind of quick fix solution to your problem, or expecting to find it in other people or other situations. And that is not where you're going to find it. You have to start looking within and understanding that we all create our own lives. And sometimes we may be doing this by default, not realizing we have choices, but we always have a choice. And we can choose to be deliberate creators of our lives, to take back control and develop the life we truly want, not the one we think we should want. And so the book provides a roadmap for how to do just that. So no matter how stuck you feel right now, you can unstick yourself if you're ready to go within and access all that goodness and richness that you already have inside you.
That's good. And so that leads me to my next question, because, you know, people go, okay, it sounds good. I need to really work on myself. What really sets you and your book apart? I mean, I know that there are some self-help books out there, and I think at some point in a lot of people's lives, many people's lives, they've picked one up or thought about ordering one. Why should they get yours?
That's a great question, because, of course, yes, there's thousands of self-help books out there, right? Do we really need another one? And I have to say the key difference is this. Several books in that sort of personal development, self-help world look at one specific aspect of personal development. And that's great if you're ready for a deep dive in one specific topic. But if you're not sure where to begin or even why you're stuck, my book is the place to start because it is a soup to nuts guide. And it really does provide sort of the A to Z for how to identify what's keeping you stuck, which may not always be what it seems, by the way. Some of your listeners might be thinking, well, gee, I know what's keeping me stuck. It's my job or my money situation, whatever it is. But actually, there's more to it than that. You got to peel back the onion. So what's keeping you stuck, where it came from, and how you can change it. And better yet, how you can move to a place where you really are creating what you want, right? Especially and, you know, your show is about money, your listeners are very tuned into that. A lot of our limiting beliefs, a lot of the things that we're carrying around with us in our subconscious, big ones on money and, you know, what we believe and think about money. And it really, it creates blocks to you getting to that place you want to be with your money. So if you feel like you're struggling to get the money that you want, if things aren't working out for you financially, probably you have some limiting beliefs in your subconscious that are actually blocking you from getting there. And that's part of why you're stuck. So it's not sort of the surface level, well, gee, if the stock market had just performed better or if this had happened, that had happened. No, it's really about what's going on with you and what you believe around all of that. And money is just one of those things, obviously, but it really is about you looking within and finding the answers. And so my book takes you step by step through how to do just that, how to identify what's keeping you blocked, and how do you change that and unravel it and really ultimately move to a place where you know you get that clarity and you know what you want and you're able to create that action plan for how to get there.
What do you say, Alex, to somebody that says, okay, I hear you, Alex, loud and clear. I've taken some time to really think it through. I really looked at myself. I really pointed, you know, turned inward and really gave some myself some time with myself, okay? And I've decided that it's external. It's not me. It's that bum I married. It's something external. You know, it's that. It's the fact that, you know, there's this, I don't trust this or I don't trust that. What do you say to people that look at it where, because, you know, I know this will come at a huge shock to you in the audience, but we do live sometimes in a world that you know, that people are told that they're victims all the time. And it's the rest of the world's fault or somebody specific in their life's fault. What do you say to them that where they say, hey, I've looked inward. It's not me. It's them. What do you say to them?
Right. And it is. Hey, let's be honest. We've all done that at some point. Right. Because it's actually the easy answer. It's sort of the path of least resistance to sort of look at it that way. Right. But what I say then in those situations is, okay, fine, you know, you've got this situation going on that you don't like or maybe has caused you distress or someone in your life that equally is doing the same thing. However, look at the path that led you there. Because you did make choices and decisions that have led you to your present circumstance. Now, I'm not saying that means necessarily that you like your present circumstance, right? You may find yourself, as you said, in a situation where you're like, I hate it. I hate where I'm at. I hate the people in my life. But you did actually make choices that brought those people into your life, that keep them in your life. You're making a choice every day to keep people that you don't like in your life. And that's the key, is that we sometimes don't even realize we have a choice, right? We kind of just keep acting along the path we're on because we feel we should, we feel obliged, we feel like we act out of fear because, well, what'll happen if I don't, you know, what'll happen if I don't show up for this person or what'll happen if I don't do this particular thing? And so we're essentially creating our choices out of this place of fear or, again, looking outside ourselves. Well, what'll such and such think if I go do this? You know,
yeah.
People will think I'm crazy if I go and decide to do this. Again, it's all looking externally, right? Mm. And you make decisions then, well, I won't do it because I don't want people to think I'm nuts, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's a choice. You just made a choice. Now, you made it kind of unconsciously, right? Because you didn't actually evaluate and say, well, what do I actually want? I actually have a choice here. Let me actually evaluate what that choice is going to be. And so it's realizing that instead of making those choices sort of by default or sort of on automatic pilot, you can gain more self-awareness around the fact that, A, you have a choice, and B, you know, of course, actions have consequences. So if you make a choice or make a decision, it's going to lead you down a particular path. And is that really where you want to go? So
yeah.
It's really about that, looking at what brought you to this place, what choices and decisions have you made, and how do you want to make them differently moving forward?
Well put, Alex. So it's a lot. I've heard the term a couple of times, by default decision making. And it you know, people do, by not making a choice, they've made a choice. And I'm sure that's a song, either country or some other, you know, that somebody has been, you know, born into a one horse town and they say, my choices are limited here. They don't have to stay. They can do something else. So very insightful, Alex. Alice Braddy today, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest, and the book From Chaos to Clarity, Getting Unstuck and Creating a Life You Love. Alex Braddy, just like it sounds, B-R-A-T-T-Y, alexbraddy.com. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Brenda Campbell, General Manager at Volusia Memorial Funeral Home and Cemetery, a Digny Memorial provider. We are committed to service beyond expectation, before, during, and after the service. To that end, we offer a service guarantee. If there's anything we can do to meet your individual needs, please let us know and we'll take care of it immediately. This is another way we offer great level of professionalism in working with our families. We can be reached at 386-673-5373 or our website, VolusiaMemorialFunerals.com. Volusia Memorial Funeral Home in Port Orange and Ormond Beach. Life well celebrated.
Hey, we're back already. Alex Braddy on the line, life coach, motivational speaker, author, the book From Chaos to Clarity, Getting Unstuck and Creating a Life You Love, holding it in my hand. Pretty cool cover. Looks like somebody finally escaping and flying and soaring. Is that Icarus on the cover that or Daedalus? Depends
either
on your perspective,
or, either
right?
Either or, right? It's still the same idea.
That's right. Depends on your perspective. Are you the one that soars too high and goes down in a ball of flames, or they never tell the story about what happened to Daedalus? He kept on flying. So great stuff. And the website, alexbraddy.com, ladies and gentlemen. So I want to kind of turn a little bit back toward, ever so carefully and gently, back to the subject of finances and ask you this question. You know, there's a lot of people, in fact, let me say this for our audience. I've never had a person yet who hasn't come in and said, you know, David, if I had a little more, if you could just add one more zero to my financial statement, everything would be good. So there's this not enough syndrome out there that a lot of people deal with, and it keeps people moving in a direction perhaps where they're in a life that they don't love, or that because they're doing what they got to do or feel like needs to be done. And while they're trying to build and get where they think they need to be, they're not living in the moment. And, you know, it's like all this kind of circle that we're on. How do people get unstuck from that? How do they start to overcome it?
Well, you have to start paying attention to what you're focusing on. And so especially with money, because, you know, this is a big one for most people and, of course, for your show and your listeners. When we often talk about money, you know, most of us say we want more. As you said, oh, if I could just have an extra zero
just
at the
more.
End, that would be fantastic.
Yeah,
wouldn't
just,
we all love that,
yeah.
Right? But when you're thinking that way, so you're thinking, okay, I want more money. Well, gee, Alex, I am focusing on the fact that I want more money. But you're really not. You're actually focused on the fact that you don't have the extra zero on the end. So you're actually thinking about the lack of money that you have, right? And that's really the trick, because if we're constantly sort of striving for more money and we're actually sort of noting the fact that, oh, well, if I only had more, I could do this. If I just had an extra zero, I could do that. You know, gee, it could have been a great month, except that, you know, I lost this sale over here. That's all lack, lack, lack. And when you're in that place and you're in that mindset, guess what happens? That's essentially where you stay. You're not able to attract more because you're focused on the fact of what isn't there, the absence of the money. So the idea is to essentially pivot where you're focusing and come from a place of abundance, right? So focus on what you do have. Boy, you know, business was pretty good this month. You know, look at what I did make. Look at how great my client base is building. You know, focus on the things that you have. Focus on the money that you have and that is growing, and put yourself in that abundance state. And, you know, it doesn't just have to be thoughts about money. You can get yourself into that place of abundance by just thinking about your life in general. You know, look at all the wonderful things I have. You know, I have family. I have love around me. I have a house, you know, that I love. I have a roof over my head. I have a car that gets me to work. I mean, whatever it is, think about the things that you have. Think about the things that are going well, because even if that's not about money, it's putting you in that space. It's putting you in that mindset of abundance. And so when you're there, then you're kind of vibrating with that energy of abundance. And so that's what you attract more in. So the key to it is really being very aware of where you're placing your focus. Is it on the lack or is it on the abundance? And where you want to be, if you want to attract more, is in that abundance.
Well, and if they're not there, Alex, how can people kind of reprogram? I mean, I know that's probably, not, I don't know if that's the right word, but kind of reprogram their thinking. I mean, it's not chance and, you know, mantras pasted to the mirror in the morning in the bathroom. I mean, how does somebody get that more positive outlook in their mind? How do they do it?
Yeah, that's a great question. And you're right, because it just doesn't happen overnight. And actually, I love the word reprogramming because, and I get into this in the book, there's a whole chapter devoted to it, because reprogramming is exactly what you kind of have to do, right? Because the reason that you can't just pivot your mind and go from lack to abundance is because subconsciously you're carrying limiting beliefs. Okay, and your subconscious mind is like 85 to 90% of your mind. So guess what? Even though consciously you may be thinking, you know, I'm going for it, I'm going to create this, I'm having it, you know, I am ready to earn this amount of money. If you don't subconsciously believe that, if you have some kind of belief going on that you're not worthy of that, you're not good enough, you're not smart enough to earn that amount, guess what? You won't, because that subconscious will override. And the subconscious is kind of like your operating system, you know, just like you have on a computer. It's basically the thing that everything else is running off of. And that's true for you. So, and money is one where there are so many limiting beliefs. I mean, just think of the things that you may have heard growing up. Money doesn't grow on trees. Mm-hmm. You gotta work hard to get ahead.
You gotta
give up some, you know, you gotta sacrifice if you want to have a great career. You don't get anything for nothing, right? Like all those things that so many of us hear and learn about money. And then guess what? It goes into your subconscious, your operating system, and you're carrying those limiting beliefs around with you. So it's really important to A, identify what limiting beliefs do you have around money, B, where they came from, because that can be really helpful to just then be able to say, well, actually, it's not really my belief. I mean, I heard that from my parents when I was, you know, 8
Uh-oh.
Years old.
Blame the parents.
Yeah, blame, you know, I mean, and it's not about blame, though, of course, right? It's really just about getting empowerment to change it, because, like, gee, you're an adult now. Do you have to still walk around with your parents' belief? Probably not, you know? And so it gives you permission to release it and then replace it with a belief that does work for you. And so, you know, obviously there are steps to that, right? And it doesn't necessarily happen overnight, because a lot of these beliefs, you have had them since you were a child. So you've had them for decades, and it's going to take a little while to unravel and reprogram. But in my book, there's a whole process for how to do exactly that. And money is a big one where people carry so many limiting beliefs around that.
Yeah, and, you know, despite the world and sometimes people, the way that they look at it, money runs through everything. And because money provides options and resources and also allows people to do things, and our thoughts about what money does or can allow to be done or might be a responsibility that people have in getting money, all that is very tangled up with a lot of what we learn as children and or other influences in our lifetime, spouses and other relationships, or, you know, families that come together and have different views on money. All that kind of swirls together and can be a big, big challenge for people. And a lot of in the work I do, Alex, very often I get involved with not just, you know, the planning, but sometimes it's reconciling different views on money between spouses, or also in doing planning for the next generation with trust and estate planning. I work as an executor and a trustee as well. And, people really start to look at that, and you can see it kind of flow through the generations, and then it even impacts how they're going to then do things for the next generation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, just think about, so if you're in a place right now where you're like, God, you know, I want to be rich. I want to be so financially abundant, and, you know, I'm struggling to sort of get there. Think about what you heard as a child growing up about rich people. Like, were there, you know, in your household, did people talk about, oh, rich people are greedy, rich people are nasty, rich people, you know, they have to just like do stuff to get ahead. You know, they're just not playing above board, right? Or they just got lucky. I mean, some of the things that you may have heard about rich people are ingrained in your subconscious. So even though you consciously believe, I want to get rich and I want to make this money, subconsciously, you may still be carrying some of those perceptions and beliefs about what it means to be rich that you heard many, many years ago. Or whether it's working hard, you know, I'm not going to just let my kids have money now. They need to, you know, they need to put in the hours. They need to work hard because maybe you grew up with that, right?
Right.
So it really is looking at what's going on there. What did I hear? What did I absorb? And does it still need to be true for me today? Or can I release it and come at this with a new program that allows me to move forward?
Yeah, well put, Alex. And even how you saw, if somebody talked about people that were successful in a negative way, even the see or hear how it made those people feel. And so if somebody's saying, if I'm aspiring to be successful, I may then evoke these feelings in that other person that will be a duplication of this prior thing that I saw that obviously was negative for them. So yeah, it's very much ingrained. You're just joining us. Alex Braddy's our guest. And she's a life coach, motivational speaker, and author of From Chaos to Clarity, Getting Unstuck and Creating a Life You Love, alexbraddy.com. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Teresa Rand with the Volusia Flagler YMCA. Our YMCA has 6 locations to help your family reach their health and fitness goals. The WISE Aquatics program is designed to teach personal water safety, stroke development, water sports, games, rescue, and personal growth skills. All participants are taught by our trained and certified YMCA aquatic instructors. For more information on how your YMCA can help with your health and wellness goals, check out www.vfymca.org.
Do you have financial questions you'd like answered on this show? Send them to questions@planstronger.com. You will remain anonymous.
Welcome back. We're inside your mind talking about how money, it's there and it's part of how you view the world. And Alex Braddy's going in and helping us understand this a little bit better. She's been working as a life coach, motivational speaker, and author of From Chaos to Clarity, Getting Unstuck and Creating a Life You Love, alexbraddy.com. And I want to take another step, Alex, if we can. We start talking about people living life on their terms or making some positive changes and maybe feeling like that they are not in control. What's an indicator that maybe somebody's living somebody else's life or on other people's terms and kind of the term I sometimes use is that people can be, do you want to be the pinball or you want to be the levers? I mean, in other words, sometimes people are a pinball and they don't feel like they're in control, especially when it comes to their money. They just feel like they are just in it and not really in control. What are some of the ways to identify that and maybe do something about it?
Well, one of the really simple ways is to start listening to what you're saying, right? Just as we were talking about where you're placing your focus and your thoughts, what we say has a big impact too. So how many of us find ourselves saying things like, I should do this, or I'm supposed to do that, or, well, I don't really want to, but I guess I will, right? So when you're shooting all over yourself, that is a good indication that you are kind of out of alignment with where you want to be, right? I mean, half the time, we don't even realize we're thinking or saying it. We use that word should or supposed to be a lot, and we're not really, you know, cognizantly registering what we're actually saying there. But when we say should, we're essentially kind of going along with some kind of program because we feel we're expected to, right?
Yeah.
And whose should is it, right? Is it your expectations that you have of yourself, or is it what you think other people expect of me, right? Like, so, you know, well, you know, I don't really want to go to law school, but I guess I should. You know, my parents really, that's what we've done. That's what we're going to do in this family. We go to law school, so I should go, right? Something like that is very much not your decision. You're just going along because you feel that's expected of you and that you should do it. So start paying attention to that, because what you want to look at is sort of, you know, should can also be us needing to do something rather than wanting to do something. So, for example, if you're agreeing to take on a project for a friend, are you doing it because you want to, or because you feel you should, or that you need to prove that you're a great friend, right? Oh, well, if I do this, such and such will think I'm awesome, right? Like, is there some kind of neediness around the fact that you're taking this action? And so when we come from a place or should or needing, we're essentially imposing constraints on ourselves that are not real. And we're allowing others to direct what's happening in our lives rather than us making a conscious decision about it. So the next time you find yourself sort of saying, you know, I should do this, I need to do this, just pause. Like, let that kind of like send a little red flag up in your mind and say, wait, why do I feel I need to do this, or I should do this, or I'm supposed to do this? Where is that coming from? And is it truly what I think and what I want to do, right? Is it a priority for me? Is this something that is in alignment with who I am? So question that, because if you keep going along with those shoulds, you'll find yourself living someone else's life pretty dang fast.
That's very good, Alex. That's very helpful. I think a lot of people can take that to heart. And you set this up with, a very memorable phrase, to be careful about shoulding all over yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that that's an excellent, excellent way to remember that, because I think people can do that, and they need to be careful because it can really get them into a place that perhaps is not really where they want to be or want to be long term. And, you know, and this really goes in sync with another thing that I know that you talk about at length in your book is, you know, helping people figure out what is their higher purpose, their calling. What are they on the planet to do? And I think that, you know, it comes back to that for many people. And, you know, we've got a few minutes left here. How would you, you know, speak to that? And, well, not even, we got half a minute. I'm sorry, Alex. You got 30 seconds to answer that one.
30 seconds to answer that. Well, the key to it is you've got to get really clear on what you want and why you want it, right? I mean, there's much more to it than that, but given the time constraints, and if you can't answer that question, what do I want? Because it is actually a difficult question. Start with what you don't want. Make a list and start looking at all things that show up in your life that you don't want and use that to pivot off of. Say, well, if I don't want that, then what is it that I do want? Mm. And once you have your list of what you want, start asking yourself why. Why do I want it? Because that is the key to unlocking the path of finding your higher purpose. That
Excellent.
Is the beginning of that path.
That's
and
a great answer,
in my book,
Alex.
I give you the whole process.
Yeah, I was
going
to say,
you'll
have to get the rest of the story in your book, From Chaos to Clarity,
right.
Getting Unstuck and Creating a Life You Love. We're out of time. Alex Braddy, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.